place still, but you just couldn't find any canaries in any pet stores in Alabama because of the importation or whatever, you know, limitations placed on of the disease and all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't been to Mexico to know if they're still, and I don't know how far south they went into Mexico. But I know they're all over the place down in Panama. They just, you know, just flock the trees. Yeah. So they came back. And so I, as far as I know, after she married Bernie, which is my wife's maiden name, they didn't move away from this area.
Well, is your wife in any sort of club or?
She's a member of the Young Homemakers. She was probably in a teaching society or something like that in college. I don't know.
Does your wife teach now?
No, she's works for the Department of Public Welfare. She deals with providing in-home services for age blind and disabled.
Where did your wife go to college?
East Texas State.
And she graduated?
Yes.
BA, BS?
I think it was a BS. In elementary education. I'm sure it had to be a BS. She didn't take any foreign languages.
What college did you go to?
Texas A&M University.
There for graduate work after he got through it all, but he really likes it. Mm-hmm. He's in agriculture.
Yeah.
They're pretty strong in that. Out there. Did you major in journalism?
Yes.
Was that a BA in journalism?
Yes. No. I guess another sign of the times is things are slipping that journalism newsletter they send out to the former students, they're now offering a BS program.
Is that right?
Yeah. Which would have helped my grade point average tremendously when I was down there if I hadn't had to take a foreign language. That ate my lunch for 2 years, 2.5 years.
Yeah. Was that a requirement of the department or of communications or arts and sciences, whatever?
We were under the College of Arts and Sciences.
And it was just a flat language requirement.
Yeah.
For
4 semesters.
That's the way it used to be at Alabama, but they modified that. They left it up to individual departments to set their own requirements.
I think it was a subsidy of the foreign language.
Yeah.
Department. I don't know. It's
what was your language?
Spanish. Finally.
Had you done some of that in high school?
Mm-hmm. I had a couple of years of it in high school.
I did too. When I got to college, I decided I wanted to do something else.
Yeah, I did too. But and I took German the first semester of my freshman year.
Yeah.
I had a 50 average at the end of the semester, and I decided to do Yo hablo español. Of course, that was part of that down there that first semester of your freshman year. Just about destroys you. I had 0 grade points for 10 hours. I was taking 18.
Is that right?
I flunked German, flunked Shakespeare, had a D in biology.
You took Shakespeare as a freshman?
I went down there 2 summer terms.
I see.
As soon as I got out of high school, I went and started my summer course. And that's what saved me, kept me in school. Because I had an 11-hour cushion, although not too many grade points. And I'd already finished my freshman English requirement. And then